This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, a new report shows that gamers are mostly playing older games. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Roku, the tech company behind the smart TV operating systems found in some TV brands, the Roku Channel, and even its own line of TVs, continues to look for ways to capitalize on the age of streaming. A new patent reveals it's looking to display ads on its TVs to consumers when the devices are idle, specifically for third-party devices connected to its TVs via HDMI, like game consoles and streaming sticks. Spotted by the Low Pass newsletter, writer Yanko Rutgers discovered that Roku filed a new patent called HDMI Customized Ad Insertion. The patent describes a new system allowing Roku to show ads on its smart TVs whenever they are idle. For example, if you're playing a game on your PS5 or watching a show or movie on your Apple TV and want to pause for whatever reason, whether for a bathroom break or to get a snack, the TV would then show an ad. One way Roku proposes to detect when a TV is idle is to monitor things like audio from the device and grab frames from the video feed to signify the TV has paused the content. Roku did not immediately respond to IGN's request for comment. And EA is bringing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes to PC, 8 years after it launched on mobile. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes is a free-to-download collectible role-playing game that launched on iOS and Android in November 2015. EA announced Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes launches soon on PC, with registrations now live for a closed beta for mobile players via the EA app. There is no mention of a console port. According to Game Informer, the PC version has cross-save functionality with the mobile version, alongside improved performance. Mobile players can bring their progress across to PC, with EA indicating both versions will be updated in lockstep once the PC version is out. Spider-Man 2, Starfield, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom all launched in 2023, but these blockbusters didn't stop Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch players from spending most of their time with older games like Grand Theft Auto V and Fortnite. As reported by Kotaku, video game market analyst Newzoo released a report which revealed 66 titles accounted for 80% of overall playtime in 2023. Of that number, a huge 60% of playtime was spent with games released 6 years ago or more. Newzoo ranked games on each platform based on their monthly active users across 37 markets, with the exception of Switch, which only used data from the US and UK. Not one new release breached the PC list, while only EA Sports FC24 made it onto PlayStation's. Starfield was the only 2023 game on Xbox's list, while Switch saw three new additions, including Tears of the Kingdom, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and Hogwarts Legacy. Fortnite was the most played game on all platforms, while Roblox, Minecraft, GTA 5, Call of Duty, with Modern Warfare 2, 3, and Warzone 2.0 counted as one game, and Rocket League's all proving mainstays too. Altogether, Fortnite, Roblox, League of Legends, Minecraft, and GTA 5 accounted for 27% of all playtime in 2023, while annual releases like FC, formerly FIFA, NBA 2K, and Madden NFL accounted for around 15% of all playtime. This left just 8% of total playtime for completely new releases, which includes games released in 2022 and 2023. While that may sound dire, the reality is that it's easily possible to be successful within these constraints, Newzoo added. Diablo 4 claimed the top spot of these wholly new games with 1.4% of 2023's total playtime. This was followed by Hogwarts Legacy at 0.8%, Baldur's Gate 3 at 0.6%, and Elden Ring and Starfield both at 0.3%. It's worth noting that four of these titles are premium games, while only one of them is a live service, Newzoo said. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.